I am on the recorder, and it is your job to ask me that question. Okay, just as a review, this in-class document. Which eventually will come up. Okay, so I've got a table that is the employee copy, and this is actually a table that is put out by Oracle, and if you do a search, you can find it. I also have a script in here under the week of that lets you make a copy of employee, but employee and a few other things are Oracle's examples. And if you do a search on Oracle EMP, you'll come up with the sample table. So that is the structure of the table. It's got an employee number, employee name, etc. So that's the structure of the table. There are other tables that go with it to relate into it. For example, there's a department table that relates in on department number and that sort of thing. So, this is the picture of it. Okay, now we're going to see if that will actually... No, I guess not. So that's how we'll capture it. Then we have the data down below, and this is the data that is in the sample employee table. So down here I said, okay, I want you to do this. I want you to select employee number, employee name, job, etc. from employee, where department number equals 10 and salary is greater than 1500. I don't want you to run that. I want you to play computer, and I'm going to have you play computer a lot of times in this course. So that means basically you have to go in, look at the data, and generate the results that it would generate. Okay? Because if you can generate the results, then clearly you understand it. And on the next one, I have an OR, and then I have two other versions of it. So I want you to look at the data that I've got up here and play computer and basically come up with the answer that would come out. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few minutes to do it. If you don't get it done, then I'm going to have you do it at home. Finish it at home. And then we'll talk them through also, so go. Field names that I'm using down here are the field names that I used in the DESC. Okay, because the DESC has the field names. And then I did a select. So I did a DESC of employee copy. And then I did a select. And employee copy is because what I usually do when I am making a file, when I'm playing with it, I make a copy of the original so I don't mess up the original. okay, I make a copy of it. And you can do that by saying create table and giving it a new name. Okay, so you can say, I don't have Oracle open. You can say create, oh good. Okay, let's try that one more time. Create table and give it a new name, so I might call it EMPBK because it's a backup of it. So create table as select asterisks from EMP. Okay, so I've said create a table, okay? That was interesting. I lost, didn't it show up when I was writing it? Okay, I'm not losing my mind, right? All right, it said create table and gave it a name. So I called it EMPBK as select asterisks from EMP. So I'm selecting everything from EMP and putting it into a table called EMP backup. And I always do that. Once I've made a table, if I'm going to be doing anything that is going to be using it, I want to have the original so that when I mess it up, I haven't messed up the original. Okay, so I make a copy of it. Yeah, question?
Yeah. For the assignment, where we have the edits, do you want the table before the edit and going after? Or does
no, it? I just... What do you mean by the edits? I just commented on the fact down here that the second one, I had to go into the editor in order to fix it. So when I made a copy and paste, you see the slash to run it. This one I actually was able to run without the editor, so I just was pointing that out.
Are we running this off of...
You're not running
it. This off of the...
The data is in the problem.
Yeah, but is that on...
You're not supposed to be using the computer at all to do this, except
no,
to read this.
I'm using it so I can see it on the computer.
Okay. But you're not supposed to be using the computer to answer the question.
Right. No, that's not what I meant. It's like, I don't think I have all the information yet. That's what I'm trying to get out. Oh, wait, maybe.
You should.
Okay, yeah. You have it on Word, and we're working it off of Word, right?
Yes, I put it, this is a Word document. So what you're doing is looking at the data and looking for records that meet this criteria.
Okay. No, it just wasn't...
No, that was for everybody in general. Okay, so you're looking for, because there were some people that are still staring at it, but that computer hasn't come up? Has your computer come up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So when we read these queries that you wrote down, do you want us to actually like cut and paste under them what we think the output's going to be?
Yeah.
So you want us to actually show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, actually, you can put it any way you want to because I'm taking attendance and anybody that's on the attendance list doesn't really have to pass it in. Okay? Because we're doing it now. So you can do it any way that you want to. people at home, I want to do it because I want them to go through and try it too. Is everybody clear on what they're doing?
Nope.
Okay, you're saying, I want to see those six or seven fields from the table where department number equals 10 and salaries greater than 1500. So you sit here and you start looking for department number equals 10. That's a 20, so it's not going to be included. That's a 30, it's not going to be included. That's a 30. And you just go through that until you get down to a 10. And when you get down to a 10, Clark, I think, is the first 10, then you have to look at the salary and see if it's greater than 1500, because both things have to be true. So Clark has a 10, and the salary is greater than 1500. So Clark goes on my list.
I got it.
Okay.
I was looking at the table at Boston.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Are null values excluded when there's a greater than?
Yes. Because that can't be, if there's nothing there, it can't be greater than.
Excuse me.
Yep.
One other question. On our previous homework assignment, when did that need to be handed in by? I didn't hand it in.
This Thursday.
This Thursday coming up? Okay.
Yep.
Because I had just a couple questions on it.
Okay. Yep. This
Thank
Thursday.
You.
And as I said, you're writing it for yourself, so if you decide not to write all seven fields down, that's okay. The main thing you got to know is which record. Okay, that's what you're aiming for here. And the attendance sheet is floating around someplace? Has it gone anywhere?
Oh, it's right here, I'm sorry. I'm sleeping on it.
Yeah.
You want us to just write the answer of the question, or like put on like a separate Word document and send it to you?
You can just write the answer. You're not going to pass it in today.
Oh, okay.
I am making everybody at home pass it in because they're not here. But there's certain advantages to being here, one of which we're going to go over in class, so you don't have to do it. All done?
So.
Okay. So number one. How many records did you get?
Two.
And what are, who are they?
Let me show. My computer's on a page longer.
Okay.
I'm trying to have a split screen, that's why. So I got Manager Clark, President King.
Yep.
And then obviously the last one didn't fit the Miller.
Right.
So.
Because Miller doesn't have
the salary requirement.
The salary greater than 1500. So Clark and King are the two that are going to show up. Yeah.
You want us to put the whole record in there, so like the...
As I said, if you were passing it in, yes, you would have to do exactly what the computer would do. But we're not going to make you pass it in, which means that we're not going to make me correct it because I'm giving you the answer. So we'll go with, you can write it anyway as long as you know that you know the answer. Okay, this one is a manager of 7782 or a job of clerk. So, so how many meet that one?
Nine or eight.
I got six.
Okay. Anybody else got a number of how many records they think meet it? Okay, people still working on it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got five.
That's what I was thinking. And I didn't find the 772.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find the number.
Yeah, there is at least one of them.
I only found Clark.
Nope, there is 7782. You can see right at the bottom is Miller. So the Miller is a 7782. I don't think there were any others that were 7782. Did anybody find anybody else?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it says greater than 7782.
Oh, it said greater than?
It's greater than. So you're not taking that one.
Gee, I should be reading my own assignments a little bit better.
But he is a clerk.
I was
going to
say,
so
I have eight.
Yeah,
look at
the last look.
Okay, so I can't read. And that is exactly the problem that everybody will encounter at some time or another. You assume something. Okay, so 7782 is this one, right?
Smith.
And Smith is also a clerk, so basically meets both of them. Going down 7782.
Jones.
Then Jones is next. Okay, so we've got Smith and Jones, and then we keep going down. And wait a minute, we had Smith and Jones, and Smith appears to be in there twice.
All of them, a couple of them are in there twice. Jones is twice.
Oh, good. I never noticed that before. Okay, and so going down there, Jones is there again, and Clark is bigger, and so you basically are going through 7788 is greater, so Adams is greater. So you're going down and picking all of the ones that are greater, and then you're going down and picking all the ones that are a clerk. Okay, so you're going down and then picking all the ones in the clerk. And if they are both 7782 and clerk, they obviously only show up once. But if they are one or the other, they can still show up. So how many did you all get?
Six.
Eight with duplicates.
Pardon? Eight with duplicates. Okay. Okay. So eight with duplicates. Okay, number three. What are you going to be looking for with number three?
a question?
Yep.
Are we supposed to be editing these queries too? Like, is there syntax error or something in them, or a couple name wrong?
No.
Okay.
At least I don't think there is.
So on the number we just on the one we just did.
Yep.
We were supposed to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Apparently six was the one that was most popular.
Yeah, because there's a duplicate or something?
Yeah, there's apparently two duplicates, so 8 with duplicates. Okay. And this next one we're going in, and what are you looking for there?
Department is 20.
Right. So does department have to be 20?
Yes.
So department has to be 20. And then once it's 20, you're looking for one of those two criteria as well. So once you have found it at 20, you're looking for those criteria. So how many are you coming up with on that one?
Excuse me. I got 7 on the other one. I'm not sure why. When everybody's saying 6, I got 7.
Okay.
The last one I got was Smith the clerk, the 7369 record. Was that not supposed to be there?
Which one?
7369 with the employee
7369.
Number. 7369.
Yeah, that wouldn't be greater than 7360. Oh, employee number.
But it's a clerk.
Yeah, but I'm looking for manager.
You see?
I'm not looking for employee.
No, I'm talking about the last one we just did. I'm sorry, number 2. I'm still on number 2.
Yes, I know. But you're looking at a manager, not employee number.
Oh, that's right. All right, the manager. All right.
So that may be what went wrong there.
Just seeing this table is like all weird to me. I wish I formatted it. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong.
Well, that's the other reason for doing this, so that you get used to dealing with the way the data comes up.
Yeah, no,
okay, so I'm starting on our number 3, and I'm looking for department 20. So Jones is a department 20. Okay? And so then I have to check and see if it meets the other criteria. Mission is null, or I don't remember what the other criteria was. What?
Great is
the other. So in this case, commission was null, right?
Yep.
So this one meets the criteria. And then I scroll down and I look for somebody else that has a department of 20. And Adams comes up. And Adams also has a commission of null. So that one is going to make it. And then I scroll down and I get Ford, and that one also makes it. Okay? So the commissioner null took care of those. If it hadn't had a commissioner null, then I would have to go and look at salary and see if it's greater than 1500. Looking at the last one, is department number equal to 20 a requirement?
Yes.
Anybody got another opinion? Is department number 20 a requirement?
Oh, no, can't be more.
Right.
And or.
Right. So what you look for is these two or that one. Okay? So all those people that we picked up above with 20 and commissioner null are going to be on this list. But anybody with a salary greater than 1500 is also going to be on the list, because the or stands alone, because ands are resolved before ors. So the two things around the and got grouped and the or stood alone. Okay? So on this one, I go back and I look for all those people that we had in the last group that had department number 20 and commission null. We picked up a bunch of those. And now I'm looking for anybody that has a salary greater than 1500. Okay, so I start out and Alan makes it. And Jones makes it, and Allen makes it, so that must be a duplicate. and Jones again, and then Clark makes it, King makes it, and Ford makes it, right? So those are the ones that make it based on the greater than 1,500. Okay? Are you comfortable with that? If you're not, ask a question. Because the reason we did it in class was to hopefully get you comfortable with it. Questions? Okay, then we are done with that. What did I just click?
How many on that one?
I don't know. Does anybody know?
I think there was nine. The same four from number three. And five for the greater 1,500.
Okay, so you've got nine. It seems to be the popular number. And I clicked on the wrong thing. Okay, so nine seems to be the popular number. Okay, the next thing I wanted to point out is this script. Okay? This is a script to create that employee table. And you might go through it and make sure I don't have the duplicates in there. But this is a script to create the table. Okay, this is written. What I did is I went into Notepad and I wrote it. And the first thing I did is said, create table employee copy. And then after I had done that and I did it exactly the same way that I could have done it at the SQL prompt, okay? And then I put in a whole bunch of inserts, which again is the same thing that I would have done at the SQL prompt. And then I said, okay, I want to see a copy. I didn't have to do this, but I want to see what I did. So I said, select asterisk for CMP copy. So it went ahead and gave me a list of it. So if I run this script in Oracle, I will create the table called employee copy. Okay, and then it's a matter of how do you write it. And as I said, I went to Notepad and wrote it. I saved it with a .sql in the extension. So I saved it as createemp.sql. Scripts in Oracle have a .sql extension. So then I said you can enter, edit, create, employee.sql or another name, whatever you want. It will go into the editor and ask you to create a new script. Enter yes and paste the script in and save it. Return to the prompt and enter @ to run it. So in other words, you can go into the editor, paste that script in, save it, and then when you come out, you can say @ create employee SQL and it should run and create the table for you. Okay. If you're using PuTTY, remember to the script text in Notepad and highlight it. When you go into the editor, the right click will paste it, or you can use your Shift plus Insert to paste. And then you can write an exit. Back at the prompt, you again run it with the @. So if I have something that I want to do a lot frequently or something like that I want to hold on to, I can create the script which will create the table. And that's a good way to do it because then if you lose the table, hopefully you at least have the script and you can recreate the table again. Okay, so it's a good way of doing it. So I've given you the script and you can go in and at some point run it and create that table. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
Command, have the command line SQL will break to a new line and start the next column. So this will, I guess, you look at that in-class assignment, the department number is, the column is in the next line. It was in
okay.
The assignment was there too.
I'm talking about where the columns line up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they can't go straight across, it'll just go down the
other. Yeah, it just goes down to the next line. You can set line size if you care.
Is that an SQL?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Just at the SQL prompt, you can say set line size. And,
Can you make that, I think I did that, but it wasn't persistent, I logged out and then I logged back in.
Yeah, you have to do it every time.
What's the actual command?
Set line size.
Sure.
So here it is, Oracle set line size. And you go in and take a look at it and set line size, the length of the line. Here's one that says line size and page size, so that would probably be a reasonable one to go in and look at. And it is setting somewhere in here. Okay, somewhere in here, there it is. Set line size, and you can also have a set page size. So you'll also notice when I printed it, I got headers every once in a while. Okay, so that it means that the default page size was working that way. If you would prefer to have the page size show a lot of them before it shows the headers again, you can use set page size. And set page size will change the page size. So you can either set line size or you can set page size. And basically, if you go in and type Oracle and some kind of, I want to set the page size or something like that, or I want to change the line size, you usually will get fairly good things. So I want to set the line, and it's already brought up a bunch of stuff. So just be sure, though, that when you do it, you type Oracle. Because you want the command for Oracle, not for MySQL or SQL Server or Access or any of the rest of them. You want it for Oracle. So mostly when you do the search, you should put in Oracle so that you know you're getting it for the right database.
Some of them do work both ways, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them.
Some stuff I look up, it'll just say MySQL, but it'll work with the SQL button.
Yes. Yeah. There are definitely some stuff that is kind of universal. And I would guess that set line size is one of those things you're probably going to find in a lot of databases.
Why is that the default that only is only?
That you would have to ask somebody at Oracle, not me.
Oh, that's good.
I wasn't at the table when they made the decision as to what the default was. So that you are going to have to ask them. Okay, the other thing that I want to be sure that we look at today is more about maintaining a table. So go to the notes on more on maintaining a table. It's also under notes and handouts, more on maintaining a table. Okay? So basically what we have is we have a table that we created. Okay? And notice that getting the table and putting data in it are separate processes. Okay, so one is I create the structure of the table, and the other is that I work with the data that I'm putting in the table. This one is, the first three things we're looking at here is dealing with the data. Okay, so we've already looked at insert. So I went through here, and I've got I've got create a table. There we go. So I created a table, which we have done in the past, and then I did the insert into the table, and I put values into the table. Now, if I need to change some of the values into the table, I use the update command. Okay. So I'm saying update the table that I called maintain, set the price equal to 15, where the ID number is 234. So it is going to go in, find record 234, and change the price to be equal to 15. Now, if I left off the where clause on this, what would happen?
If you what?
Left off the where clause in this, what would happen?
Every price would change to...
Every price would change to 15. So I'm now selling everything in my store for $15, okay? So you need to be sure that you do the... And I really have tried to get into the habit of stopping and reading before I hit enter when I'm doing maintenance. Okay, because I've messed myself up more. And that's also the other reason for why I create a copy of the table. Because if I go back and everybody is now, everything I own is now selling for $15, I can at least go and get the original table and make another copy of it. And get rid of the data. Okay, so you want to make sure that you're doing that. You can change more than one thing. So I said down here, I want to set the price to $15.95, and I want to set the purchase date to this date for $2.34. So I can change multiple fields if I want to. Okay, so the update allows me to change one or more fields of data after I've got the data in and I discover that I made a mistake. Okay. The delete gets rid of a record. So I said delete from maintain where ID equals 235. And I have now deleted the data. Okay. And if you go back up here, the delete can link, yeah. The delete command allows you to remove data from the file. The syntax is delete from followed by the table name. The where clause is used to specify the criteria for the record or records to be deleted. If you don't use the where clause, all the records in the table will be deleted. Okay, so be careful when you do this as well. It does not come up with a confirmation and say, do you really want to do it? It just believes you. And so look at it a second time before you hit enter when you're doing the delete. But again, what you really want to do is make a copy of this, of all your files before you do anything, so that you save them. And if you're doing a lot of maintenance, you may decide you want to commit and make sure that, you know, the stuff has been committed. Okay. Now, the alt command can be used to change the structure of the table. Okay, so insert, update, delete are working with data. Alter is working with the structure of the table, okay? And there's a whole lot of things that you can do with alter. So I've got here alter table, maintain, add. I want to add a field, so I'm adding costs. So I said add cost, and now I have added one more field into my table, which is cost, okay? And then I can come down and go back in and alter all the tables and put in a cost, okay, by doing an update. So I decided to say update the table and set all the costs equal to 90% of the price. Okay, so I went in and set all of my costs equal to 90% of my price. I can also modify, so alter table maintain, modify, so I took item name, and item name used to be 10 characters, and now I've made it 12 characters. so I can go in and alter the table. Okay. Okay. Let's get control here. When you alter a table column, you can change its data type, size, or default value. Okay? And we haven't really gotten into default values yet, but we will. So these are the ways that if you create a table and you see after you created it that you messed it up, you can go in and you can modify it and you can add columns. And on the homework assignment, I put some other things that I wanted you to do with Alter, so you're going to have to go look Alter up, okay, and figure out some of the other things that you can do with Alter. But Alter is basically for altering the structure of the table. Okay. Now we are going to hit the most boring handout in here. Okay, so just bear with me, this tool end, but it's SQL functions. Okay, and it's just really a list of functions, and this is only part of the list. There are a whole lot of functions out there. And if you, again, want to find out what they are, if you go in and say Oracle functions, you'll get information, and Oracle upper, you'll get information and all that. But if there is a function that you know about in another language, probably there's a version of it out in Oracle, and so it's worth typing Oracle and typing the function that you have used in another language and see if it comes up with an Oracle copy. Okay, so here are some of the ones that you can do. First of all, when you're testing stuff, there is a dummy file out there called do. Okay, there's a file called do. And when I say DESC do, it comes back and tells me that there is one field called dummy and it has a var char 2 of 1. Okay, so that's the file called dual. So, if I want to experiment with something, I need to have a from clause. If I use the from clause of a table, then it's going to give me all of the records on the table and all that good stuff. But if I want to experiment with something, I can use from dual. And it's just kind of the throwaway that I can put in there when I really don't want a from clause, but I know I've got to use one, so I'll throw in dual, and it uses this clause. So, I mean, clearly Oracle made this just for that reason, so that you have a throwaway there. So I said, select initial capital. Okay, so that changes the initial, the word, it changes it and makes it have an initial capital. So I said change initial capital of dog, and it comes back and you can see that it does indeed change it to a D. So if you have a bunch of data that you wish you'd put in an initial capital, you can go in and do that kind of thing. Okay. I'm not sure I've ever used that, but it's there. Upper, I've used a lot. Upper converts it to uppercase. Okay. So upper converts whatever the data is to uppercase. Now here with the data, I'm using a literal. Obviously, if I was writing it for real, I would probably be using a field name from my table. Okay, but again, what I'm doing is experimenting to show you the impact of using the upper function. Well, if I have lowercase dog, I've now got uppercase dog. Again, this does not touch the data. It only converts it for the purposes of what I'm doing right now. It does not touch the data. One of the reasons why Oracle has a good reputation is it preserves its data very carefully. And there's not much you can do to change the data other than the overt things of insert, update, and delete, okay? And when you're setting up security for your system, you can choose to give only certain people the rights to use insert, update, and delete so that anybody can go in and query the database. But you have to be an administrator before you have the right to be able to touch the data. And so you can set up that security so that you can not touch the data. Okay, then I have the convert lowercase. And that took and converted dog to lower. And then I did it in a actual select from a file. So I've got select uppercase of name, lower street address, and initial capital and state. So I went through, and the problem is that when I say from Yona, I'm gonna get all the records. And if I had 10,000 records out there, then I would see all 10,000 records unless I put a where clause in. And eventually we will try to figure that part out a little better. Okay, you can use right trim and left trim. Right trim and left trim takes out spaces. You can pad things. So I can say take and pad the city, okay, and pad it up to 12 characters with asterisks, okay, and I can do a left pad of a number and pad it with asterisks. So if I'm printing out a number and I want to make sure that nobody changes the number, I can pad it with asterisks up front, and that way nobody gets to change the number. Okay, so if I'm printing out checks, not a bad thing to have. Okay, this is a concatenate of two things. What's the other way that we talked about that you can concatenate in Oracle? The pipes. Okay, so you have the pipes to concatenate, which is what I usually use, but you can also concatenate two fields together using concat. Okay. That's just dancing around beautifully, isn't it? There we go. Okay, length shows the length of a field. Substring, we're going to look at substring, instring, length, and replace. Okay, substring is a good one to start out looking at. This is one that you use a lot for a variety of things. So I said I wanted to take a substring of date first, and I wanted to take date first, and I printed out both it, the substring, and date first. And what I said is take date first, start with the fourth character, so I'm starting with the J, and print out three characters. Okay, so I'm starting with the fourth character and I'm printing out three. So this gets me a substring where I can go in and extract data from the field. And when you experiment with this in any language, and I think all languages have a substring, you should always find out whether it counts starting at zero or whether it counts starting at one. Okay? Because some will count starting with zero and some will count starting with one. So you do an example to see which one it's going to be in the substring. Okay, and this one is starting with what? One or a zero? Is the first character zero? If the first, if it was counting four and it was counting zero, one, two, three, four, it would be starting with you. If it's counting as one, two, three, four, it starts with J, and that's what I've got. But that's just something, depending on the language. There are some languages that count for things like this starting with zero. And there are some languages that count starting with one. And so if you're getting the, not the result you want, think about the fact that maybe this is what's happening. Okay, so that is a substring. And that allows me to go into a data and extract something, yeah.
So the output of the substring is just the subcolumn of
that? Yes, okay. Because it went into the fourth character and extracted three, okay. If you go into the fourth character and you don't put this ending part on, it extracts to the end. Okay, it just starts with four, but it goes all the way to the end. If you put the number of characters in there, then it says, okay, I'm extracting three. Okay, so the format is substring, the date or column, the data, a column, the character to start with, the length to work with. So I'm going to the fourth character and take the next three. Okay. In string is a function allows me to locate a particular character. So I want to find the lowercase e in the column. So I can say, I want to know the position of the lowercase e. So in string, tell it the field to look at, which is city, and I want to know the location of the e. It's not going to give me the second e, it's going to give me the first e only. So CCONC, it's at 2, provenance is at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so the E is at 7 in provenance. Okay. An assignment that I'm going to give you, because I always give this particular assignment, is to take a name that comes in as Doe / John, and I want to reverse this. So it will come out as John / Doe. Okay? And this is a very practical thing because it may be stored in the database as Doe / John, but when I want to write out the address, I want to write out John / Doe. Okay, so I've got to go in. What is the key to being able to flip this? The slash. The key to being able to flip this is the slash. So I need to be able to locate the slash. And how can I locate the slash? With InString. So InString goes in and will find the slash for me. And once I find the slash, I know where the name begins. Where does it begin? One character after the slash. And I know where the last name ends, because it ends one character before the slash. So finding the slash gives me a lot of information that I can work with. Okay, so giving me the slash gives me a lot of information that I can work with. And we will talk about that a little bit more, but I just wanted to point out the practical of that. Okay, this one gives me a length. So if I want to know how long the data is within a field, I can ask for the length and it will tell me the number of characters that are in the field. And The next one is replace. So I'm saying select and replace state, Massachusetts with Texas. Okay? So it is now going to take everybody in Massachusetts and move them to Texas, what I thought to be quite a culture shock. Okay, so Massachusetts is going to move to Texas. I did this example actually when my daughter went to grad school in Texas. So she was experiencing the difference between Massachusetts and Texas. Okay, another one, and this one is kind of fun, is a sound. So if I put in, and I'm not real sure I would ever trust this actually enough to put a lot of data changing based on it, but I can say where the sound of city equals, and I wrote Seaconc as S-E-A-C-O-N-C, and it indeed worked. It came up with city of Seaconc. Okay, so it actually went in and found something that sounded like what I put in there and came up with Seaconc, which is kind of an interesting one to play around with. Okay, what I want you to do now is bring up Oracle and play with a few of these for a few minutes. So go in, bring up Oracle, and just try a few of these and experiment with them a little bit. And you can go down and look at the number functions as well if you want to. Okay, there's the list of functions. So if you go in and bring up Oracle, and this one, okay, so you can just bring up the one here if you want to, or you can go in through PuTTY. So I can do the kind of things that I did, say select lower of so I converted lore of John Doe over to Loa. If I wanted to put an alias on that column, I would do it this way. And some of you missed out on putting aliases in. Only I'm rather missing right parenthesis. Okay, apparently wants me to put in the parenthesis in that place. I probably shouldn't have. There, yes, obviously. Okay, so if I want to change the name of the field, I said do a lore of John Doe and put in the alias of the name as LJ, and that makes that the alias. And on the first one in your homework, you were supposed to be using aliases, and several of you did not. So you need to go back and do that. So just play around with a few of these functions. Substring and instring I would definitely play with. And in fact, if you want to create that employee and go through that script thing, this would be a good time to do that too, and make the employee table.
That's a good question. Is there anything else that we need to correct?
I just wanted to show the whole thing. You didn't have to.
Okay.
But in my example, I basically wanted to show the original field. So it would be easy for you to see how the substring took part of the field.
Okay, so without that, it wouldn't show the original.
That's right.
Okay,
it would just show the sign. I wanted to show both. Okay. So go in if you want to and create the employee copy table using that script and get that working. And then you can, because you have the script, you can run that on yours at home and putty one, and you can run it on the here one so that you have something to do here if you open our database. Yes, that actually will work.
Okay, so I'll type right on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
A better solution to that,
okay,
I will send you.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say it out loud. I want other people to figure it out.
Well, I think you'll see it when I'll send you. Okay. You want me to send this to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
What did I do wrong? So what I do here is I type edit, and then I type whatever.sql, and it brings up the editor, okay? And when it brings up the editor, it says it cannot find whatever SQL. Do you want to create a new file? And I click yes. And that will bring up the new file. Okay. So this is what I had. I'm trying to get it so we'll show it all. There we go. I guess that's about it. So edit whatever SQL brings up the editor, and then I can say, do you want to create a new file? Yes. I click on yes, and I can then punch the paste the script in there. Okay, so that I will paste the script in, and it will create, then save it. So I create it and then save it. So I say, do you want to create a new file? Yes. And then I just paste it in here and I save it. And then I can go back and execute it with the at sign back at the screen. Okay, so if you ever want to use the in-class computer, you know, you can take the things that are in a script and put them both places. So you have this to experiment with if you just want to turn it on as opposed to going to cutting.
Where was that script?
In my week of.
Week of, all right. What are we using the script for?
Just to create a table.
The employee table?
Yes.
All right, all
right. Only I named it employee copy.
Copy, yeah.
So you would be using employee copy.
Yeah, I did that one. I saw on the thing it said like whatever dot.
I just wrote whatever there to show you how to do it.
Oh, all right.
So if I pasted it in there, the script would now be called whatever.sql.
I got you.
And when I came back,
it would run that.
I would say at sign whatever.sql. Now I put absolutely nothing there, so nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if I had put something there, it would. Okay, so if I put something there, it just comes back to the SQL prompt because there's nothing to do.
Can you do that on Node Plus Plus or just on Notepad?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
It was just a question because I have both on my computer. So.
Yep, either one. I just, my mind was on this when you asked that. Yeah.
I'm not using the C++ at all. I'm just using Putty. I mean, are we going to, in our tests or anything we do, are we going to get Putty?
It's the same thing.
All right, there's no...
It's basically the same thing. Everything you're doing is done at the SQL prompt, whether it's here or in Putty. I just like this better because I like the editor better.
In C++. Okay.
You know, just the regular Oracle editor that I'm using, I like better than, you know, Notepad editor, than I like the Putty editor, where I have to keep track of Control O, Control X. I just don't like the Putty editor.
That's confusing. I tried editing on
You could just edit in Notepad, though. I mean, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right. And that's what comes up in SQL. So it just makes it easier.
Okay.
So, I mean, when you say SQL Plus, what I'm doing is writing Oracle, basically, here. Okay.
I just
I'm
wanted to make sure.
To the Oracle database.
Right. Well, I just wanted to make sure there was...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. If you use a Plus here, you need like a flash drive to save it, right?
Yeah.
You can't save it to the server. Like,
oh, well, no. Wait a minute. You're just saving to the server. They have set up a place for each one of us.
Okay. So,
I have no idea where it is. So if I create a table here in SQL Plus, I can hold my Putty and I look up that table there. You're not going to find it. No, I can't. No, right. Yeah, see, I can do Putty first. I'm using Putty here. I'm using Putty there. Right. That's right. Well, what I was saying is if you have a script to create tables, then you can create them both. Yeah. And I, as I said, I just I'm not a Putty fan.
So nothing in the test is going to be where we'll have to be familiar with that client, like that client right now. No, like special commands are going to get asked about SQL Plus or nothing.
I can't think of any.
All right, good. I'm not even going to use it.
Okay. Okay, we will finish up looking at functions on Thursday and move on from there. What's your comfort level with what we've done so far? Nobody?
Decent.
Okay. In all honesty, I think this is the hardest course I teach, and we're going to start to hit the hard part. That name flip that I was talking about quickly, if I were to write that in a programming language, I would write it in steps. One step, two step, three step. I'd have maybe five commands, and I would write it in steps. In Oracle, what you've got to do is do one select statement to do it all. And so you've got to have this in string and the substring and all of these combined together in one big select statement to make that name flip. And that's a different way of thinking than the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commands.
I think that was part of the problem.
Oh, it is?
We did it in Visual Basic.
No, right.
Trying to do an SQL.
No, right, because you do it in Visual Basic and you wrote one command at a time.
Yeah.
And so it is very straightforward. But SQL, I mean, they make the statement that SQL is only a few commands and they don't mention how many clauses there are. And you can write an SQL statement just that long. One SQL statement. And, you know, it takes more thought than doing it one step at a time.
The first assignment, I think it was generally more challenging. You had to understand what you wanted and then write it myself. Rather than today was you already wrote it, you were just giving the answer.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got to send it back to you.
First assignment due this Thursday.
Thursday, yep.
I did it. I just don't, some of the stuff is like, displaying what you like names and ID number. If you want, like, select all for, like, almost every single one or just certain, like.
I think most of them you can pretty much select all, or you can choose the fields
like
you
want
to do.
Like create a query, display all contacts. Okay. So you just want to select contacts and then go through the rest of the logic here?
Yes.
Okay. And then, like, display all names. So, like, is that, like, just all names, all donors? Like, so that's a little confusing. All donors that live in Providence. Do you want
well, that's
select
all
everything?
People, their name. I don't
ID
care.
Number.
As long as I can see the data that you manipulated.
Okay.
That's what I care about.
That's what, okay. So it doesn't matter what's coming for, okay.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yes, that is important.
So if you were to copy and paste like all the inserts and stuff like that copy you have, if you were to save it in Notepad without the .sql and then paste it, it would come up right, right? Because it does have the .sql after it.
It has to have the .sql when you execute it.
Okay. So if you were to copy and paste it without the .sql...
I don't think it would. Yeah, I don't think it would make the
just
assumption.
Just like the .html needs to be there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't think it would make the assumption.
Yeah, because that one already has it, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I just got to make sure like, that the homework is on Thursday. I can like put a .sql on just in case I miss it.
Well, the homework you're giving me Thursday doesn't involve a script, so you don't have
to.
You're just sending me copy of what results were.
Okay.
So you're not using a script, so you're fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a quick question.